So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. It's the 27th of May. So we've not gone live for about a month, actually. We've been taking some time off. We pretty much took the whole of May off just because we can. We just didn't want to do anything, wasn't in the mood for it. So we literally just took the whole of month off, the whole of May off even. So we didn't do any podcasts. We took on a couple of extra clients on the social media business, and that's going really well, of course. But I personally just took some time out. I just needed to catch up with myself. Just wanted to make sure that I personally was on path for what I wanted, and just to reflect on the journey that we've had for the last couple of years and that kind of thing. And I often do this, actually, and it does actually mean I take a month out, but that's fine. So hopefully you didn't miss me too much, if at all. But we took some time out, and that was really cool. We're now coming up to June. It's really warm outside. We're in shorts and T-shirt. After this, I'm going to head down to the local beach hut for a lemon granny fado. It's like a lemon slush puppy. We might go live from there at some point. But it's just a really cool place to go and hang out and, just sit at the beach and watch people play and watch them sunbathe and play in the sea. And it's really cool just to get away from being sat at my desk, because I did seem to do an awful lot just being sat at my desk. It wasn't quite warm enough to work outside. But it's glorious now. I mean, it's like 24, 25 degrees. It's 9:05 in the morning. It's really cool. But in today's podcast, I want to talk to you about the game that you think you're playing is not the game that you're playing at all. Okay, so let me explain where this comes from. A friend of mine and I, we decided to go to Benidorm. Now, I know what you're thinking. Benidorm, not that hovel of a place. Yes, exactly that hovel of a place. And we know what you're thinking, but it's dreadful. Yes, it is dreadful. That's why we went, goddammit. We wanted the scourge of the earth. It was like going to, in Star Wars, what's the starport called where Luke Skywalker goes with Ben Kenobi and they meet up with Han Solo? What's that place called? I've got a T-shirt with it on. What's it called? I can't remember it. I've got a Hard Rock Cafe T-shirt. Good morning. I hope you're well. I've got a Hard Rock Cafe, Mos Eisley. You know the spaceport, Mos Eisley? That's Benidorm for me. It's full of the worst kind of people that you're ever going to meet in society. But look, it was a good night out. We went for three nights. It was really a lot of fun. But while we were there, on the second day, so we got there at like 10 o'clock, we dumped our bags, and then we went downstairs, and we literally stayed above Cafe Benidorm, which is so noisy. It goes up till 4 a.m., lots of fun, but that's what we did. So we went downstairs, we had a quick pint to start off with, and then we hit the night, and we probably drank too much too quick, and then next day was hangover hell, okay? But we went for a walk around Benidorm, as you do, just enjoying the sights. Mostly men with their tops off going, beer, football, birds, hooray. Who are all very confident when you're in groups of 20. But when you talk to one of them on the road, they're like, oh, sorry, mate, I'm a bit shy, which is quite funny as well. It's just the worst. So anyway, so we're walking around, and then we came across this guy with, and he was a hustler, okay? So he had one of those, it was like a square thing where with a cushion on top, and he had three potatoes, basically. Literally three half potatoes. So one and a half potatoes, but chopped in half, right? So, and he had this little red ball underneath each potato. And it was really interesting because Dave, my mate, I don't know what he was thinking, right? But the guy's moving around, anyone can win, everyone's a winner, just have a go, it's really easy. And he left it with a little red ball just visible. And the idea is that, the potato's got a little hole in it, and then you move the things around and you pick which one, and it's a hustle, right? Everybody knows it's a hustle, but my mate Dave didn't know for some reason it was a hustle. I don't know if it was hangover. When I spoke to him afterwards, like, why did I do that? I never do those sort of things. And I saw him look, and he was like, oh, this looks so easy. How can I not win? Very, very clever, these hustlers. So Dave puts 40, 50 euros down, poof, loses it instantly, picks up a potato. It's not there because the guy moved it. Very, very, very clever. And I said to Dave, I'm like, what planet are you on even thinking that you're going to win on a hustle, right? So we then spent the next day or so looking for another one so we could just stand well back and watch. And so I'm like, okay, let's just stand. So we found one, right? So I'm like, let's stand back. We found a different guy. And when you stand back and I'm looking and I'm going, that guy there, that woman there, and this guy here, they're all in on it, right? And there might be one other person there and they were the mark. Like, have you ever watched the Real Hustles old TV program that used to be on there? And so that's the mark. Dave was the mark on the one before, right? And so we have a person on either side of him and they're like cajoling him, encouraging them. Yeah, it's that one. It's obviously that one here. And some of the stuff that they do, some of the persuasions that they use to hustle the other person is amazing. And I'm looking at this. They use hypnosis type techniques where they, you know, they're going, yeah, I need 40 euros or 50 euros. And the guy brings out 320s, right? And then we go, no, well, I've only got 60. That's fine. Give me 60 and I'll give you 10 back. And like instantly that confuses the brain because you're like, do I want to give this guy 60 quid? Is he going to give me 10 back? And so he says, what? He says, yeah, give me 60 and I'll give you 10 back. So he goes, and then these other people on the side are going, yeah, mate, just give him that. He'll give you that back. Obvious, isn't it? Oh, okay, yeah. So gives him 60, gives him 10 back. It's got some confusion in there. Now, because there's some level of confusion, you can slide in a little suggestion or two. Very, very, very clever if you don't know what's going on. Like, we were stepped back and we were watching all the different players at work. And you think it's you and him. You think you're playing a game where it's you and him. And the game that's actually being played is you and him and all his knowledge of hustling and his ability to do so. You think you're just following a little red ball around underneath his potatoes. That's not the case at all. You are literally following, you're playing against you and him and all his mates who are using all these extra skills and techniques on you. So, for example, another one is one guy will go, here, mate, that one, and he'll hand the money over and then he'll win, okay? Great. So that sets the scene that this guy can win. He knows what he's doing. In the mark's mind, that's what it does. Very, very clever. This is like when people rush to the back of a room that have already been paid to rush to the back of a room to make it look like. So it gives some sort of peer group proof, peer proof, if you like, social proof. So he wins, which proves, one, that he's a winner and that he knows how to win, but two, that anyone can win this game, right? So then what happens is the same guy that's just won, he tries to play the game again. He tries to play the game twice. And the guy doing the potato says, no, you've already won. You can't win twice. The guy's like, yeah, but why not? It's not my, you know, that's not fair. I'm a winner. I can win. I know where it is. No, you're not allowed to play. So he steps back. Then he says to the mark, here, mate, you have a go. It's that one there, isn't it? And the mark is like, yeah, of course it is. So then the mark gives the money over. Bit of confusion, and then he picks it, and he's just lost. I mean, we literally saw, what, 200-250 euros go like that in about 4 minutes flat, 5 minutes max. Very, very clever. And so you're stepping out even further back to get to, and we're using peripheral vision, and we're looking at who's where and who's doing what, and you see the spotters who are looking for the police, because this is really frowned upon. We get in one of the Spanish groups that we're in, we get messages to stay away from these kind of street hustlers. It was so interesting to watch. Now, Dave, I think he lost 40 euros. And I said to him afterwards, what was your biggest kind of learning from that? And he was like, I can't remember what he said, actually. I can't remember what Dave said. It did say it was worth the lesson. It was worth losing 40 euros for that lesson. And I said, well, actually, my learning from this was that you're not playing the game that you think you're playing. You thought the game was between you and him and he was just doing that and they were the rules and that was completely the wrong game, okay? It was a game between you and him and about six or seven other people, including spotters, people who are English. So the guy that was doing it actually looked maybe Egyptian, maybe, but they had other people of all nationalities. They had Spanish people involved, they had English people involved. Some of the other people who were pretending to be bystanders, they were in on it, and they were all nationalities too. It wasn't just one nationality. But the game that he thought he was playing was not the game at all. And I was like, wow, that's amazing. What else are we playing? What else game-wise are we playing? Running a business. The game that we think we're playing when we run a business is to go out and make a load of money, buy Ferraris, buy big houses, do all that stuff. And I'm like, is that even the game? Like, is that really the game? Like, I've had 40 grand Porsche 911s, beautiful cars, you know, loved having them. Got rid of it 18 months later, lost a load of money on depreciation and tyres, went for a lot of tyres. Brakes, went for a lot of brake pads. So, like, what is the game? What is this game that we think we're in? You know, if you grab a copy of the Sun newspaper and you think the game is to look pretty, to look wealthy, hang out on the back of boats, drive Ferraris, and that's not the game. That's not even the Sun's game, because the Sun's game is to make money out of you. Like, and, well, maybe not even just the Sun, but the Daily Mail, the Guardian, the Observer. What is the game? But their game is to get you to do a certain thing and act a certain way, which is really to read their newspaper and now they've got eyeballs and clicks and so on. So the clickbait titles that these newspapers use to pull you in, that's not even the actual title, right? They change the title to make it clickbait so people click on it. That's not even the news that you're supposed to be getting. It's a completely different game. You think they're there to serve up news. They're not. Well, let's take Nigel Farage. What game do you think Nigel Farage is playing? Nigel Farage's game is to appear as a man of the people. But, like, where's this funding coming from? Like, the game that you think you're playing with this guy is not the game that you're playing. He's literally the street hustler, right? Where he's got his people who are helping him, and then the mark is the average person in the street who's getting hustled to go down a particular path, make a certain decision, and all it's doing is benefiting the person who's running the game. Like, don't get me wrong, let's take Theresa May, who's just retired. What's the word? Resigned. Let's take Theresa May, who's resigned. What game was she playing? Like, literally hanging on, even though she knew everybody hated her. What's the game she's playing? And I think the game she was playing was making sure her husband's businesses made enough money. And she was hanging on and hanging on until she made sure his businesses got enough money. It's funny how that works, isn't it? How certain people get contracts. And I don't know this for sure, but it wouldn't surprise me. What's the game that you're playing? Getting up and going to work? Well, I'm working hard for my family. Are you? Are you working hard for the government to take your tax? See, I think, you know, The Matrix, the film The Matrix, has got some level of reality to that, except we're not power, because it doesn't work anyway. Power in versus power out just doesn't compute. But we're tax batteries. You know, in The Matrix, people were batteries for energy for the machines, right? But in the real world, we're in a matrix, but we're tax batteries. We are there to go through school. And obviously, it costs some tax dollars to do that, but it's mass marketed, right? 30 kids in a class at minimum in the UK. And then after that, they go to university, and they have to pay now to go to university. And then after that, we go and get a job, and the job is just taxed on everything. Everything you do, you die, you're taxed, you eat, you're taxed, women have periods, they're taxed. I can't even believe that a necessity like that is taxed, but there you go. Everything is taxed. Everything that you do is taxed, right? You're a tax battery. The game that you think you're playing is about you being wealthy and providing for your family and your kids and so on. That's not the game that you're playing. You're a tax battery. It's like Facebook. The reason why Facebook don't charge, they don't need to charge because of all the adverts that you're doing. And it's like, well, how does Facebook make money? Well, it's off the adverts. You are the product on Facebook. Facebook isn't the product. You think Facebook is the product. What game are you playing on Facebook? Being addicted to it, picking up your phone every 3 minutes, during films, movies, at the cinema, during adverts, on the bus, driving. What game do you think you're actually playing there? You're not playing, let's see how many likes and how popular I am. You're playing Zuckerberg's game of make Zuckerberg the richest guy on the planet, and he's not doing too bad. He's not up at the top yet, but he's give it a chance. What is the game that you're actually playing? Facebook's not got anything in your favor. Facebook isn't there to help you have a better, nicer life, anything like that. It's there to keep you addicted so you keep on coming back so people can serve your advertising and make Mark Zuckerberg richer. what is a game that you're playing? Like, we live here in Spain, right? And when I look at our food budget, you know, for just three of us, two adults and a little one, maybe 200, maximum 250 euros every month, that will cover our food, right? So the game that we're playing here is different from the game that we used to play back in England. Wifey's took a big salary drop, but luckily my income covers it anyway. But she took a big salary drop, now not paying all that tax in England, now paying a small amount of tax here in Spain. But our quality of life has gone up massively. And it's because the game that we were playing when we lived in England was to pay all this tax, just toe the line, do as you're told. When it's raining on a Saturday, what else are you going to do than go shopping, spend more money, pay more tax, right? Quality of life is really low. Whereas this weekend, I mean, actually, we had an opportunity to go see Boney M on Saturday night, who were playing here where we are, which is really cool. But we decided not to go do it, a little bit overcast, and we're both exhausted anyway. But we went to the beach this weekend, went for ice cream. Like, wifey went out for a hen do during the day, like a hen meal kind of thing. But we don't have to go shopping because we're bored, because there's so much else to do and the quality of life increases. And it's like, what game are you playing? Well, I'm here to look after my family. Why do you want to stay in the UK then? I can't think of worse places than the UK, actually. But I would never, ever want to willingly go back to that place, knowing the experiences that we have here. What game are you playing? And what game do you think you're playing? This is really, really important because most people have no idea what the game actually is. And the whole point of this particular podcast is to get you to sit back and go, hang on a minute, stop, what's the game? Why am I buying this brand new Mercedes that's going to cost me £500 a month over the next 4 years, £6,000 a year, 6, 12, 18, £24,000 over the next 4 years? That could be my first buy-to-let property if I bought an X-Trail, Nissan X-Trail for 1,000 quid, right? You can have that, or you can have the 24 grand that's costing you 24 grand Mercedes that you never own. Depreciates and all of that kind of stuff. It's like, what game are you playing? You're playing a game of looking good in front of your friends. I mean, I love my car out here. It's a Jeep Commando, love it. But it's not a brand new car. And nobody here gives a shit about cars, which is really funny. But actually, after this, I'm getting up and I'm going to sit at the beach hut with the dog and just do nothing. Like, what's the game that I used to be playing when I'd be going out and doing viewings and painting doors? And all this stuff that you do as a property owner, so now I can't do that because I'm not physically there. I have to pay other people to do it, so I can bugger off to the beach. What's the game that you're playing? And what's the game that you think you're playing? And what game is society expecting you to play? To look good in front of all your peers and have the latest clothes. Like, I buy all my stuff in sales, by the way. I don't buy new stuff. Like, I buy new stuff, but I don't buy, like, new latest season stuff. Like, who gives a shit? It's a freaking T-shirt and a pair of shorts. Like, who cares, right? I don't buy the latest car, have a few gizmos that I enjoy. But what's the point? What's the purpose? What's the game that you're actually playing? Because the game that you're playing right now is not the game that you think you're playing. You're playing somebody else's game. But the whole point of this is for you to have an understanding and work out what it actually is. All right. Some of that's controversial, by the way. And I don't expect it not to be controversial. That's okay. I don't mind controversy. It seems to be, and we should probably do a podcast about lying and about how effective that is to get you whatever you want in life. Because if you're in family court, Christ almighty, we should have just lied from the start and, you know, we'd have won everything, since that's what other people do. You know, it's controversial, some of these thoughts, but most people are not playing the game that we think we're playing. But it's just to bring it to your attention so that you can go, hang on a minute, let's work this out. All right, I hope that's useful for you. We'll speak to you in the next podcast. My name's Dan Latto. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.